Hey folks, welcome back to Dance Fever, episode 407, or the first episode of season 16. I am one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm the other, Terry Ann.
And welcome to Southern West Virginia's top-rated dance competition recap show.
That's decided by us.
Well, we voted, and that's what we came up with. So, unless we get a dissenting vote. All those opposed, same sign? Okay, well then there you go. Robert's rules say that it passes. It was duly seconded, voted on, passed. There we go. So, we will be looking at the episodes of Dancing with the Stars, Season 33, and Strictly Come Dancing, Series 22, that aired on or during the week plus of September 14th through the 23rd. And basically, that's going to be a launch show and a first competition show for Strictly and a first competition, first episode of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And we will start with Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. Where we have Alfonso and Julianne back as our host and hostess. And I am so very happy that that's so.
Why, did you think they wouldn't be back?
No, I'm just happy that they stuck with them.
That it's them and not other possibilities.
Anybody else.
Except for Tom. I really would like to see Tom, but
that's not going to happen.
That ship sailed.
We have Carrie Ann, Derek, and Bruno back as our judges, so things are pretty much as norm.
That's okay. I do miss Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he can't come back.
His stuffiness and his properness, and it, because that is something I think that is that they don't have anymore. Derek isn't like that. He's more now and hip. Bruno is Bruno. Mm-hmm. And Carrie Ann should, you know, find another job.
But that's okay. So, we're not going to get that there. So the opening act that they did, the opening dance that they did, was choreographed by Jamal Sims. It was very good. It was showcasing everyone, all of the pros. We have no eliminations this week. We have double eliminations next week. And next week is also Oscars week. But this week was dance anthem theme week. They were asked to pick a song that in some way meant something to the star.
Dance anthem theme week, you say?
Yes, okay. That's what they said. So our first couple out were Joey Grizzotti. I might be butchering names. I'm so sorry. And Jenna. Doing a cha-cha-cha. Now, he is from The Bachelor, and I thought it was pretty good. I thought he had very nice rhythm. I enjoyed watching him dance.
To be...
What did he dance to? Do you have that
up there? Yes, they danced to Tyler Hubbard's Dancin' in the Country. And that's Dancin', dropping the G.
Yes.
Dancin'. To be a non-dancer, supposedly, I mean, who knows anymore. To be a dude... who is starting the first episode of the season, the first dance. I'm not sure that they could have found many guys that would be on the show that would have done better.
No.
I mean, it was really competent, what he did. You know, spectacular wow? No. Seem much worse? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight. So, you know, so it's like, for me, I think... Being someone who doesn't dance and being the first dance of the first episode of the season, I'm not sure that there's more pressure on whoever drew that short card to come out. Jenna, I think, is a good one to have her partner, that pairing, to be the first. I think she probably did as much coaching of, now, this is what to expect, as anybody would be capable of doing. And I think the combination worked out pretty well,
They got 3 sevens. And when I give scores, it'll be Carrie Ann, Derek, Bruno in that order. But they got 3 sevens. Next up was Brooke Nader and Gleb doing a tango. And she's a model slash influencer slash, you know, all those things. And it wasn't bad. She does need to get used to being in her heels on that floor. And I feel like the women, and I'll say this probably a lot this season, the women have an unfair disadvantage by the fact that they are in heels and a lot of times going backwards, where the men stars are not in heels, quite often in tennis shoes that are fancy.
I thought they were in Cuban.
Some of only when they're doing the Latin dances. If you look at their feet, a lot of times they're in fancy looking tennis shoes.
They danced to Britney Spears' Piece of Me.
And they got 3 sixes. And I thought that was fair.
Yeah.
She was not steady on her feet. She has to get used to those heels. Being a model, but you know, hey.
Which, don't they runway in heels?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes it's
okay.
Some kind of funky shoe.
And they certainly don't walk backwards on the runway. So, I mean, I get that.
Ilona Mayer and Allen was next doing a cha-cha-cha. She is a rugby player. And she is our favorite of the season so far, I do believe.
Good for her. She got no small amount of grief just a couple months ago in the Tokyo Olympics. But she has refined as outgoing a personality probably as any athlete that they have had.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not flamboyant. It's just she has a lot of personality and she doesn't hide it so far.
So far. And she did better with her heels than Brooke did with her heels.
And she probably got 75 pounds on Brooke.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe more. 100 pounds.
In muscle.
Yeah.
That girl's got some muscles.
Yeah.
Her arms and her chest.
She's a large rugby player.
And Alan's like, please don't hurt me.
Really.
He really did in practice. He's like, please don't hurt me. Let me be the leader.
Step on him, throw him around, kick him, hit him.
Well, she was trying to be in the dance, and she was being a bit too forceful. He was trying to lead, and she was trying to push back.
They danced to Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
And they got 3 sixes.
She's hosting a...
Yes, some kind of awards
country,
program.
Is it country music?
I think
or something
so.
Like that?
Something
up?
Like that. Reginald Vell Johnson and...
Emma.
I didn't even write down her name. Emma did a salsa. He is from Family Matters, Die Hard, actor, 70-some odd years old. And he does not move at all.
No.
I know you're going to think he doesn't move. I was going to say he doesn't move bad for 75. Yes, he does.
Yeah, we've seen.
I'm hoping that it was nerves and that he will actually come out with a little more.
Eric Roberts moved a lot better than he did.
Yeah.
And Eric is about that same age.
Yeah.
So
they got a 6 2/5, and that was very generous.
Yes,
very
it was.
Generous. What'd they dance to?
They danced to Boys to Men, Motown Philly.
Which is one of our favorite songs.
The best song that they had out because it is their only non-wet panty song that they made.
Yes,
so
yes.
And it was the first song, too, which is how I became a Boys to Men fan. And then subsequent releases, I dropped them. I'm like, yep, nope, not for me. I am not the target demographic.
No.
That's,
I was. Danny Amendola and Whitney came out and did a tango. He's a wide receiver, ex-wide receiver, former football player.
Spent much time catching passes thrown by one Tom Brady.
Yes, and he has a few rings to show for it.
He has a couple,
Yes. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. He got a 7, a 6, and a 7, and I thought that was fair.
He moved better than a lot of athletes we've seen.
Yes.
So that was...
I'm having hopes for him and winning the mirror ball like a couple other football players did.
Actually, thinking back, maybe about the only kind of athletes that I've seen really be able to move better than he did would be the gymnasts.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the football players and basketball players, he's the best moving of them so far. A bar song or tipsy... by Shabuzi and David Guetta?
G-U-E-T-T-A? Guetta, I would
Guetta.
Say.
Okay.
Next out, we're Tori Spelling and Pasha doing a foxtrot, and she's an actress. If you don't know Tori Spelling's name, then you haven't been watching...
Most famous zip code in the world.
You haven't been watching TV.
90210.
Uh-huh.
They danced to Pink's Trust Fall.
And it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't good. She has to get used to the heels also. She's older. She is trying. I thought she was trying too hard.
Yes, she is, speaking of personality, she's a bit exuberant for exuberance's sake.
Yes.
To draw or gain attention, I think, is what she's doing. And that's kind of what she said. She's recently out of a failed relationship and almost like she's starting over at, whatever, 50-some years old or whatever. And so she's not trying to find her place again. She's trying to make her place. And that's very much the way she comes across.
They got a 2 sixes and a 5. Then we have Jen Tran and Sasha doing a cha-cha-cha. She is the most recent Bachelorette heartbreak because it didn't end up good for her.
Like, very short notice.
Yeah, like, she only had recent. 1 week to practice, mm-hmm. where everybody else had two.
They danced to Miley Cyrus's Flowers.
And it wasn't bad either. I thought for 1 week she did really well. Oh, I can't wait to see what she does with, you know, full attention and not being, you know,
not only
fogged
that, but,
by what she just came out of.
But all the fundamentals that mm-hmm. she would have learned that first week mm-hmm. as they're thrown in as she catches up with that. Yeah.
So they got a 7 and 2 6s. Then Chandler, Kenny, and Brandon came out and did a tango. She is an actress.
Dancing to Chappelle Roan's How to Go, Hot to Go. Excuse me.
And it was very good. She got an 8, a 7, and an 8. And that was well deserved. I did read somewhere that she does have some dance in her background, but, you know, probably not ballroom.
There's always two or three people. That, mm-hmm. Yeah, very few people ever come on with ballroom
yes.
experience. If they do, it's some 70-year-old that danced it 40 years ago or, you know, something like that.
And I was just happy that she came on because Sasha didn't have... No, that was Jen Tran. I'm sorry. I forgot to say that Sasha didn't have a partner until Jen Tran agreed to do the show. Sorry, go ahead. And now, Dwight Howard... And Daniela did a salsa. And he is NBA. And Daniela is like 5'1". And he's 7... He's 8... I'm not 8. 6'8".
11. 6'8".
Yeah. I thought they said 6'8".
6'8".
So she's like
they're
right above his belt buckle.
Well, yeah, that's just, what, 20-some inches? Over 2 feet difference.
Yeah, yeah.
They danced to Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It.
And this was very good, too. He has very good movement for a big, long-legged man.
Yeah.
He really does. He has some groove to him. And they got an 8 and 2 7s.
And he is also maybe the reigning defensive player of the year.
Okay,
I'm not sure about that. But he still is very active NBA. Not like some of the other NBAs that are recently retired. He's still playing.
He's still playing.
So, yeah.
Eric Roberts and Britt did a cha-cha-cha. And Eric Roberts is an actor.
And he is also Julia Roberts' brother.
Yes.
I have to throw that in because it just, I was completely dumbfounded that she had a brother and I had never heard or made that connection. I'm a huge Julia Roberts fan. I guess not big enough. Yeah.
So you don't know her family.
I know Mystic Pizza was her first movie.
I know.
So there we go.
So what did Eric and Britt dance to?
They danced to Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger.
And it was not good at all. He got 3 very generous 5s.
Yeah.
If it had been on the other show that we're going to talk about later, it would have been 2s.
2s. 2s and 3s.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were very kind. Nobody got below a 5. Mm-mm. So they were very kind on Dancing with the Stars.
But then I don't know that I've ever seen any of those Dancing with the Stars judges really stoop to the 2s and 3s.
Lynn used to.
Well, yeah, Lynn would.
Yeah. Because he took it serious.
Well, plus he's more like the professional judge, whereas mm-hmm. Carrie Ann is the fun time how it feels judge, and Bruno is the, I don't know.
Make a splash judge.
I guess, yeah, whatever Bruno judges, yeah.
Next out. For Phaedra Parks and Val doing a cha-cha-cha, and she's a reality star, a mortician, an attorney, a housewives from Atlanta. She has just been anything and everything that she ever could think she could be.
She's all of it, yeah. Dancing to Whitney Houston's I'm Every Woman.
And it wasn't bad. They got a 7 and 2 6s, and I thought that was about right for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But she kept her feet under her very well, and I thought that she moved pretty good. Then we had Stephen Matarazic and Riley doing a jive, and he is our Olympic gymnast on the gold medal men's team.
Pommel horse specialist.
Pommel horse specialist.
He is the dude with the glasses that has some eye condition, mm-hmm. and so he's always wearing glasses, except when he's on the pommel horse.
He took them off for the dance floor
and
also.
And he took them off for dancing. They danced to Queen's Don't Stop Me Now.
And once he got his nerves gone after the first, 10 beats of the song. Mm-hmm. He actually got with the music. He was a little ahead before because he was excited. He actually got with the music, and he did a really good job. They got 3 7s.
I think 3 7s for a first dance
is very,
very good. Yeah.
I did, too.
It's definitely something to build on. I think that's a very good mark.
And our last couple were Ann Dely and Ezra doing a cha-cha-cha. And all I wrote down is she is a criminal. She has a...
Wow, she's a criminal.
She has...
She has an ankle bracelet.
An ankle bracelet.
Because she's in violation of...
Immigration.
Immigration status.
She's been here too long, but she can't leave because she's...
In trouble.
She's in trouble for embezzlement.
She's a criminal. And this is Ezra's first season as a teaching, as a pro,
yes.
Not on the troop.
Yes.
So
they got 3 sixes, by the way.
And speaking of the troop is all 4 new people? Was the troop?
No, I think it's 3 new people. One of them is Roman from So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes, the...
long-haired Ukrainian...
Ukrainian
dancer.
That Max really was fond of.
One of them's Ezra's sister, Stephanie.
Yes, yes.
And I can't remember who the other one...
The other 2.
2.
There's 4.
Yeah. Yep.
And Anne and Ezra danced to Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso.
So that was it for Dancing with the Stars. There's no vote off because they get to dance another whole week before somebody actually gets voted off.
No, but there is information about next week.
Okay, cool.
So, as Terri Ann said, next week is Oscars night.
Mm-hmm.
And I have listed the song and the movie that the song is from.
Okay.
But if I say that now, there will be no point in
saying it again
dropping
later.
It next week. But I can say what the dances are.
Okay.
Joey and Jenna are doing a rumba. Brooks and Gleb are doing a quick step. To someone that you said everybody seems to like because she has a song on
Dolly
the show
Parton.
Every year. And what movie is it from?
If 9 to 5.
Quick step. Okay, gave that one away. Yeah, that's almost a no-brainer every season. Was that the same song that they used on Strictly this week? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So
they used it last year. They're going to use it this year.
And as far as contemporary songs, it's a perfect quick step song.
Is.
It really is. Ilona and Alan are doing a salsa. Reginald and Emma, a paso.
Okay.
I think this could be it for Reginald. Between this week and next week,
it depends, you know, a popularity contest can keep you on there.
Yikes.
So if there's somebody not as popular.
Danny and Whitney are doing a jive. Tori and Pasha are doing a rumba. Jen and Sasha, a tango. Chandler and Brandon, a rumba. 1, 2, 3 rumbas. Let's see. Dwight and Daniela, a foxtrot. So
Ooh.
Dwight Howard is going to do a foxtrot.
Cool.
Eric and Britt, a waltz. Maybe that'll suit Eric a little bit more.
Maybe it will, a nice slow dance.
And save him, and Reginald will go home. That's because those two have
really
got to be...
I really think Anne Delmy's going to go home first.
Oh, well, it could be, because nobody wants her on the show.
The popularity thing.
Phaedra and Val, which... Phaedra is just a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
It puts me in mind of a... Anyways, I really like that name. Phaedra and Val are doing a foxtrot. Stephen and Riley, a pasodoble. And Anne and Ezra, a quick step. So maybe that'll be enough to get rid of Anne.
Yeah.
That's, you know. And so, yeah, that's it. If you want to... definitely watch if you like music, because there are some really kicking songs that they've chosen out of some good movies for next week.
So now we're going to move on to Strictly Come Dancing, the parent of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
From British area. And we have Tess and Claudia as our hostesses. And we have Ed, Terri, Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and Anton as our judges. Because this year we decided we were going to judge as they judged. We didn't do that with Dancing with Stars. We might pick that up next week. But
maybe.
We might. But we're definitely doing it on Strictly.
We came to a consensus before we heard the judges score.
Yes.
It wasn't.
Yes, we didn't wait till after they scored. We scored before they even spoke.
Yeah.
And I will tell you right now that on the first night, you got a 5 if you came out. You smiled. You didn't look like you made any mistakes, and you made it through to the end.
That's Terri Ann.
That's all you needed to
do. I'm not so forgiving.
Come out, smile, not look like you made any mistakes, and make it to the end. So our opening dance was Latin. It was very cool. It was Jason Gilkerson, which we were surprised by, because we didn't know that Jason Gilkerson did like Latin choreography.
Yeah. Any thoughts or anything from the launch show?
They had their usual launch show where they pair up the star with the pro dancer, and they went to different venues and had them come out, and then they all at the very end got together and did a dance,
a group
dance.
All the pros all the stars, all the troop.
Everybody.
The only people I don't think that were in it were the judges.
No, the judges came out
too. The judges were in it too. Yeah. So, okay.
Everybody was in
it. So there was like 140 people on the dance floor there.
Because there's 15, there's 15 couples.
Yeah.
Okay. But Ed and Terry weren't there.
No, unfortunately, we missed it.
We
got caught in the lorry. Never mind. I don't know English slang. Clean Bandit and Anne Marie did their rendition of "Cry Baby," and that was the musical guest. For those of you that aren't familiar, Strictly Come Dancing typically has two shows each week. They have their competition show and then a whole separate hour show for Vote Off and Ephemera. Usually on the hour-long Vote Off show, they have an interlude where some number of peoples will dance and there is a musical guest of some renown, either
over there,
past or currently. Rod Stewart was one. The girl, whatever, and Machine, or whatever her name was, that I
Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine, and yeah. A lot of times when we look them up, they're like big over there, or they were big over in Britain, and just I guess not quite big enough to have crossed over here because most of them we haven't heard of, but every now and then we will.
There was a Cher revival going on through the like their Broadway
West End.
And they brought that on. They brought the three girls who were doing the three different versions of Cher throughout her life and had them sing.
Who was the real moody dude that was on there that you liked? And I got the
I don't remember.
CD for you.
You got me the CD, but I don't remember his name.
But
top
yeah,
of my head.
That was one who was big at the time over there, and he was actually big enough. We enjoyed him, and so Terry got some of his music. Very melancholy,
yes,
moody
kind of music. He's in his heartbreak phase.
It's
every song's about heartbreak.
Definitely downer. If you want to listen to downer,
well, a couple
music,
of them are sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're in love at the moment.
Innocent.
But then some of them are like she's dumped him again.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay, so now on to the first competition show.
Yes. And Nick, who is Nick Knowles, who's an actor. He is paired with Luba, and they did a jive. I thought it was very good, but what'd they jive to?
They jove to, the past tense, yes. Like foxtrotted and sambaed. Uh-huh. And yeah.
Salsa'd.
And sambaed would be just an apostrophe uh-huh. D. Uh-huh. Yeah. They did the jive to We Built This City by Starship.
So apparently that song meant something to him and was his anthem.
Yes, yeah, that's right, because you said it was the
anthem.
Dance anthem theme.
That was
Dancing
with the Stars.
Dance, yeah.
They didn't have a...
No, they didn't label it anywhere.
No. Which is good, because I'm worried about some of those people with some of these songs that ended up with.
Maybe they should have...
Yeah, maybe they should have.
Picked some different songs
for
some of these people, yeah.
So, Ed gave them a 6, I gave them a 7, Craig a 3... Motsi a 5, Shirley a 5, and Anton a 5. You will notice as we go through the evening that we're pretty much more generous than the actual judges are.
Either even or more generous.
Or more generous.
Seldom are we like, oh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
How can they vote them so high?
Yeah. And once again, you come out on the floor, you smile, you'd make it through the dance, and you're good with me. Sam and Nikita, and Sam is Sam Quick. And she's a rugby player?
Field hockey.
I knew she was an athlete. And Nikita did a foxtrot.
Q-U-E-K, quick.
Quick.
They danced to Where Did Our Love Go by the Supremes. She's like maybe looking at your hair or something.
I know.
Playing with it.
Ed gave them the 6. I gave them a 7. Craig a 6. Motsi a 6. Shirley a 6. And Anton a 5. And then next out was Shane Ward, who was an actor, and Nancy doing a samba.
Dancing to Stevie Wonder's Do I Do.
And I put down very good, and we both gave them 8s. But then the judges gave them a 4, 6, 5, and 6. It's like, well, what do we know then? According to Craig and Shirley, there was no samba in the samba, and we could swear we saw some in there.
I saw some. Now, I didn't see the very obvious samba roll.
Right, but neither did the other samba do a samba roll.
No, but there were some other foot
some Cuban breaks and stuff. And, I mean, yeah. I saw samba.
Yeah, I don't know. Even Anton, though.
I know.
He gave him a six.
I know.
So.
Next out were Toya, and Toya's last name is, I'm so sorry,
Wilcox.
And Neil Jones, she is a rock and roller. That's what she is.
From back in the day.
Her yeah. heyday was in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, like I Love Rock and Roll. Who sang that?
Pat Benatar?
No.
She's older than Pat Benatar.
No, not Pat. Pat Benatar didn't sing that, did she?
I thought she did.
Okay, no. Anyways.
They did a tango.
Dancing to Ray of Light, which I don't think I've ever heard of, from Madonna.
And give him a 4. I give him a 5 because what are my criteria? And then we get a 2, a 4, a 2, and a 4. It was not that bad. It wasn't good.
Maybe a 4. Okay. But the 2 twos,
the twos
I thought
were
just...
Yeah.
You know,
just unnecessarily cruel for the first night.
Craig is very much like... what's her face for Dancing with the Stars?
Carrie Ann?
Yeah, I put them both in the same category. Oh. He has
Except
had
he's mean
more
about
experience,
it, and she's nice
but
about it.
Now, why the head judge gave him a 2, I don't... She
has something against Toya, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe they met him in earlier life.
I don't know.
Tasha, and Tasha is Tasha Gorey. And I don't have down what she is.
She's a model and television personality.
Okay, thank you. She's also legally deaf.
Yes.
With a cochlear implant.
Cochlear implant. Yes.
She has Alliage, which is our favorite, and he's back again this season.
Yeah.
We're so happy.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they did a cha-cha-cha, and I thought it was very, very good.
To Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same song and artist that they used on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the chances of that if they're not communicating?
I guess they are.
I mean, that's...
Maybe it's like, okay, we've got the rights to these songs. Do y'all want to use any of them while we got the rights?
Yeah, use them up before they're
because
gone.
Because they are part of the production mm-hmm. of
yeah.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, because...
Simply Come Dancing, they're all together.
Those
so
of you that watch Dancing with the Stars,
you'll
see that BBC
little
reference.
BBC's come up.
Yeah.
So they got 2 8s from us. An 8, an 8, a 7, and a 7. So everybody agreed that they were really good.
They were good, yeah.
Yeah. JB, and that's JB Gill, and he's a DJ / news person, like morning show person, not news, serious news, not Cronkite news, but like, you know, the news that you have on your morning shows. And it was Amy, who is back this year. She's been dealing with cancer and not been able to be on the show except in little tiny pieces here and there. But she's actually dancing again. And they did a waltz. And it was beautiful.
They danced to Leo Sayer's When I Need You.
And they got 2 8s from us, a 7, 8, 8, and 8 from the judges. Then we have Pete. Sorry, I'm being so slow. Pete Wicks, who is an actor. And Yuita, doing a Paso Doble.
To Breathe by The Prodigy.
And it was not bad. He got 5s from us, a 4, a 5, a 3 out of 5.
Oh, this was the metal sounding. This is the dude that's going to be really, either I think you'll like him or you won't.
Right.
He's a very...
Dry.
Very difficult personality.
Dry. Not that he's a difficult person. He seems sweet enough to Yuvita.
I guess.
But he's very dry. And the song was horrendous.
For
horrendous.
A Paso Doble in particular.
And I don't think Shirley likes him at all. And then Sarah Hadlin, who is also... What is Sarah? I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Stage and screen actress.
Okay. With Vito, and she sniffed his shoes. She really wanted Vito. And they did a quick step.
That's weird. Dancing to 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Yep, and it was. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I love Vito, so I mean, I was so happy that she had some ability because I wanted him to have another good partner. He's the one that won last year.
She's an older woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like maybe in her forties. Yeah.
And they got 2 8s from us, an 8, an 8, a 7, and a 7.
So apparently, we agree when the judges think they did good.
Mm-hmm.
We disagree when the judges think they did not do good. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm hearing here with mm-hmm. these scores.
And then we have Tom Dean, who is an Olympic swimmer, and Nadja doing a tango.
And not only is he an Olympic swimmer, but he was just in Tokyo.
Yes,
winning Paris. Gold medals. Paris. Winning gold medals.
Yes.
So they danced too, Harry Styles' Golden.
And I thought it was good. Got sevens from us, both of us. They got a 5, a 6, a 6, and a 6. Kind of a middle of the road. He has room for improvement, but I still thought he did pretty good. He wasn't as stiff as I thought he would be. Then we have Dr. Poonam Krishnan, if I say it right, hopefully, and Gorka. And she is a doctor, and she is going to be a doctor throughout this whole series.
A genuine GP.
She is going to do her doctor practice and do her dancing practice.
Yeah, so. They danced to Kylie Minogue's Love at First Sight.
And it wasn't bad. I thought that she did very good for someone who has probably not even hardly danced on a dance floor at a wedding.
I think she did better than their scores.
I do too. Well, she got a 5 from you and a 6 from me and a 4 from Craig, and everybody else gave her 5s. Mm-hmm. Well, you gave her a 5. Mm-hmm. So you can't complain about them.
No, I can't.
No, you can't.
I can, but... I couldn't back it up.
Next out were Paul Mercer and Karen. And Paul is a footballer.
Soccer. Yeah, soccer player.
They call it football over there. Doing an American Smooth.
To Fat Les's rendition of Vindaloo.
And that is the second worst song for dancing that there was.
I think it's the fight song for the team that he used to play for.
It is.
So.
And they had to try to do a ballroom American Smooth to it. They got a 4 from Ed and a 5 from me. A 2, a 4, a 5, and a 6. And I really think that it's the fault of the music and the fact that she tried to choreograph to that music.
Rather than choreograph an American Smooth.
I mean, if she had just done an American Smooth and just let the music play and they counted it in their heads, they probably wouldn't have done near as bad.
No, probably not. But I don't know how in the world you would have been able to teach him to do that by just counting. I mean, this other dude later on is throwing out... semi and half quavers mm-hmm. and all this other stuff.
The opera singer.
that I was into music for a long time, and I was not even familiar with
those words.
It's
because you weren't vocal. Those are vocal words.
Well, you say that, but I believe those words came out in Close Encounters. When they're playing the music when the ship has landed, mm-hmm. I believe he tells him to change it so many quavers. I believe, if I recall,
okay.
It's the only place I've ever heard that word. Yeah.
We'll have to look that up. Next out were, what'd I do? Okay, Jamie. Jamie Borthwick and Michelle. And this is Michelle's first year not on troop. She actually has a mm-hmm. partner this year. And Jamie is an actor. He's our East Ender. And he also won the Christmas special last year.
The 23 Christmas mm-hmm. special.
And they did a Viennese waltz.
Dancing to Benson Boone's Beautiful Things.
We both gave him a 7, and then he got a 6, a 6, a 5, and a 6. So that's not bad.
That's
good. The next up was Chris McCausland and Diane Buswell doing a cha-cha-cha. And he is a comedian, and he is also legally blind. He has an eye condition where he sees light and shadow. And he says sometimes he can see, he can have some spatial awareness, but he really can't see firm outlines.
They danced to Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
And I thought he did an excellent job for having someone who has not been able to see absolute outlines.
Incredibly entertaining.
Yes, it was.
It really was.
He got 2 sixes from us, a 4, a 6, a 6, and a 7.
And in the after dance little interview that they do, he made probably one of the funniest comments I have ever heard anybody make.
About the kick?
About being kicked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like...
If you ever thought that I was faking it, I got kicked in the face by Diane because she missed what she was doing and he couldn't see it coming.
Poor
and
dude.
And he got it straight in the face, right between the eyes.
Faking as far as being blind. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, no. I was guffawing at just the thought of that. It's like... Yeah, dude probably had no idea until wham.
And she's going to have to learn that.
Yeah.
That he can't see it coming.
So if
something misses, then she's going to have to learn to throw herself out of his way.
A lot of those things he cannot anticipate mm-hmm. because he does not see as it's developing.
She's learning because they did a lift, kind of a flip thing. And she said that took a while because he didn't know when she was coming. And she has to lift into the lift,
right,
while he catches her and continues the lift. Yeah. Well, he can't see her coming.
So how does he know?
Right.
Where she, when, right, how long, so it's going
to take.
It
all has to be verbal.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have to really, you know, practice that stuff. But I was surprised. He did really well.
Well, you know, and I have to applaud both shows because they have really been, within the last 3 or 4 years, putting their dancers in really difficult situations as far as having to teach in completely new ways, mm-hmm, because of the sensually impaired people, which so far have just been hearing and seeing. I don't know that a tasting impaired person would really
matter. Yeah. Yeah.
What are the other now? If you couldn't feel, that would be make things kind of tough. I mean,
We had one of your favorites from Hellboy that she had the
Selma Blair.
Selma Blair, where she had the, wasn't it MS that she has?
Yeah, she had a genetic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it,
and so they've had to deal with a lot of different things.
Very brand new, mm-hmm, ways of looking at, mm-hmm, what they do.
This is their first blind person on Strictly Come Dancing. We've had a blind person on Dancing with the Stars. This is their second hearing impaired.
Right. And the previous one won.
Yeah, Rose won.
With a pro that is no longer with them.
Yes, so, we're not talking about the pros who are no longer with
us.
Oh,
okay. We won't do that. Okay. No.
So next out is Montel Douglas and Johannes, and she is a singer / morning show / presenter / actress /
she is a bobsledder sprinter.
Yeah. She's also an Olympian.
Olympic sprinter bobsledder.
But I thought she was a singer also.
I don't know.
No?
And she's been on Gladiators.
Yeah.
Everything has been
physical
sports that I've seen.
Sports. Okay, yeah, I thought so. I saw that she also sang.
Well, maybe she did. Maybe she dropped an album.
I don't know.
Anton dropped an
album.
You
never know.
In 2017.
You never know. So. They did a foxtrot.
Dancing to Dinah Washington's Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
And it was very good. They got 7s from us. And then a 6, a 7, a 6, and a 7 from the judges. And our last contestant out were Evans. And Katya, and Wynn is an opera singer.
Yes.
He's the one with the quavers.
Yeah, he's the one dropping quaver.
And they did a samba.
Dancing to Tom Jones, because Wynn is Welsh.
Yes.
So he was all about
and
that.
And he loves Tom Jones.
Help Yourself was the song.
Yes. And apparently he and Shane, who also did the samba, the only other person who did the samba,
right,
were picking on each other all week long in
about
practice.
About doing the samba. Yeah.
And I thought it was very good. He got 7s from us, a 6, a 6, a 7, and a 7. For a big man
to be
who has
a larger man,
as round as he is tall,
who probably doesn't have a whole lot of movement experience, mm-hmm, in his repertoire, he did pretty well.
I thought he did too.
Yeah.
I'm happy with everybody. I can't wait to see what they do again. Toya, I think, will calm down. She was the lowest score of the evening. I think she'll calm down
perhaps
and do better. I think it was her nerves, in a way, being excited. She's used to being performing on stage, but still being excited. You know, I think that's part of that. And I hope that the couple people that it seems like the judges just don't like, because there's no reason to score them that lowly, that they will actually win them over somehow next week.
Could be.
That'd be cool.
I'll catch them in the dressing room and they'll powwow with them a little
bit. Something. Get over it.
Do have a couple dances for next week for Strictly. Looks like Nick and Luba will be doing an American Smooth. Pete and Yuita will be doing an American Smooth. And Sarah and Vito will be doing a Paso Doble.
Cool.
So those are the only dances that have been released yet. It's been 2 days, so I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's...
That's it, because we haven't seen... Like I said, they didn't have a vote-off show because nobody was going home. And we haven't seen the It Takes Two yet that
right
comes out, because they have It Takes Two, which is a half-hour.
I think it's half-hour.
Half-hour long show every day, you know, about...
Well, it was every day. Maybe it's only 4 days a week this
okay, well, we'll
this
see.
Year. We'll have to
we'll see.
See.
Yeah. If but we we'll find out anything interesting on there, we'll let you know.
Pass it on. Usually things don't get interesting until people start being voted off.
Yes.
And then you'll hear... feelings and impressions, and you'll learn a little bit more about those people,
mm-hmm,
as they get voted off. Alrighty, guys, if you want to find us on the social medias, Dance Fever is on Twitter, and on Facebook. If you look for them on Twitter, it'll be one word, and on Facebook, it'll be two. Dancefever@gmail.com is the email address. And deliberatenoise.com/dancefever is the website where I post the episodes.
And just in case you're brand new and haven't listened to any of the other 15 years of episodes, Fever is spelled F-E-V-R-E.
The other 406 episodes that we have done of this show. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And we will be here until December.
Yes.
Unless something unfortunate happens.
Yes, unless real life gets in the way.
Because that's our season up until the Christmas show. We'll definitely have Strictly. I don't think we'll probably have any other dance shows.
No.
They probably would have been earlier in the year if we had run across them. Like So You Think.
Yeah, that was.
So we didn't talk about it because we didn't particularly enjoy it.
No,
it was
not at all.
Too short. We didn't like the format.
Too commercial.
It was, yeah, we didn't.
You didn't really get to see any dancing. It was too reality show and not enough dance show.
Much more reality show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like the Boomkak Woman.
Yeah.
Too much reality, not enough dance.
So, about this time, probably every week, Mondays, Tuesdays, is when we'll drop the episode. So if you guys are interested, look for the next episode to come out then. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.